commandments in the Torah portion, Nozeh, is a lengthy description of the various obligations of the Nozir, the Nazirite. Among them, the prohibition not to cut his hair, as was seen in the famous Nazirite Shimshon, Samson, who was not able to cut his hair. In the law of a Nazirite, we see a stress placed on the tremendous holiness of the hair. The Torah states that his hair is considered holy, and therefore he may not cut it. And so too in the case of Samson, the source of his strength, his physical strength, was his hair. So we see, therefore, that the hair contains a very positive aspect. Sometimes in the Torah, however, we find the hair indicates the opposite. By the Metzeda, the so-called leper, for example, discussed a few weeks ago in the Torah, we see that his hair must be completely shaven. And so too the Levites in the desert also were commanded to cut their hair. What then is the real significance of the hair? Is it something which is a lack of holiness, as we see in the case of the Metzeda, the leper, and the Levites in the desert, or is it something which contains a tremendous amount of holiness as the Nazirite? These various commandments seem to be contradictory one to the other. It is explained in Hasidic philosophy that the hairs represent a diminishing of life force, a contraction, so to speak. As we see physically, that the hair on the one hand is alive, that it continues to grow. On the other hand, the life force which is in the hair is of such a diminished capacity that the hairs can be cut, yet no pain is felt. So on the one hand, they are still alive, but they are less alive, so to speak, than any other part of the body. The hairs then represent a diminished life force. Now, is this diminishing of life, is this a positive thing or a negative thing? Well, it depends on the situation. Let us take, for example, a teacher who is giving something over to a student. If the teacher is not that much more well-versed in the topic than the student, then the teacher must give over everything he knows to the student. If the teacher contracts and diminishes the amount of information he imparts to the student, then the student will get nothing, because anyway the teacher has very little. And in that case, the diminishing, the contraction, and the concealment is a negative thing. If, however, the teacher is much greater and superior, incomparably, to the student, then if the teacher does not contract his knowledge, then the student will get absolutely nothing. It is totally necessary for the teacher to contract and withhold a full revelation of his knowledge in order for the student to learn anything at all. Should the teacher not contract his knowledge, then the student will get nothing at all, and therefore the contraction here is a positive thing. So too, Hasidic philosophy explains that this is the idea of contraction in terms of the godliness with which Hashem creates and enlivens the world. That should we be speaking about a lower level of godliness in the world, then a lower level of godliness, after being contracted, could have a negative influence. That some of this life force could go to unwanted places. That the life force might come to feed opposing forces of godliness. However, the essence of godliness, the unlimited light of God, must be contracted in order for the world to be created. As Hasidic philosophy explains, that if this light was not contracted and not concealed, then it would be impossible for the world to exist. Because of the tremendous revelation of godliness, the worlds would become completely nullified in their existence. Just as an object, a physical object, placed in the sun would be completely burned up, so too the worlds would be unable to remain in their existence as concrete worlds should there be such a tremendous revelation of godliness. So therefore, when we are speaking about a contraction from such a high level of godliness, it is a positive contraction, and it is something which is absolutely necessary. If we are speaking of contraction of a lower level of godliness, then it's something which is not only unnecessary, but could have negative effects as well. And this idea of contraction is represented by the hairs. Sometimes we have representation in the law regarding the cutting of hair that the contraction is a negative thing, as we explained, when we are speaking about a lower revelation of godliness. And this is represented by the laws which necessitate cutting of the hair, such as the Levites and the Matzeta the leper. Sometimes, however, the contraction is necessary, and this is represented in Jewish law by the hair of the Nazarite, where the contraction, meaning the growing of the hair, is something positive, constructive, and holy. Therefore, in the case of the Nazarite, his hair must not be cut.